It's the Michael Mara Show.
You hear tell about kissing cousins, but to most country folk, it don't generally stop there. Kissing's just a jumping off place for bigger and better things.
Kissing
cousins.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, Michael Mara Show, first annual Boo Bash. It's Friday night, October 31st, 9 till 1 at Fast Eddie's in Centerville. The whole station will be there, all of the Junkies, Big O and Dukes. We'll have two levels. Downstairs, it's going to be the Horror Hottie Dungeon.
Yay.
I don't know who came up with that one. I remember that meeting. That was great.
That was cool.
We'll have the Buzz Babes and the Junkettes down there. Wow. Prizes for the sexiest costume. Prizes for the studliest costume. I want to judge that one. The best costume overall.
I want to win that one.
And my favorite, a prize for the scariest person not in costume. This is all happening at Fast Eddie's in Centerville, Virginia.
Great place.
We're going to put scary movies on all their TV screens. They got tons of them in there. The place will be packed, so we want you to listen to win your RIP passes.
Really important person.
You know, I don't know who did that, but that's funny, too.
Brilliant.
RIP passes to get right in. Details at MikeOMaraShow.com. Yes, Rob Spiewak, you have a question?
Well, I have a comment.
Yes? Mm-hmm.
I have to say that this weekend I secured more items for my costume, and you just really want to be there to see it.
I'm so tempted, like, to say something that would be a joke, but it would give a hint as well.
Not yet. You know what? Keep listening for clues. Every hint is a clue
for
you.
Will they have cotton candy at this party?
Stop it!
See you at Fast Eddie's in Centerville, Virginia. Halloween night. All starts at 9 o'clock. We'll be going till 1. The first annual Boo Bash.
Ooh.
It's going to be incredible, so we're very excited. On tomorrow's show,
yes,
we'll have our Fighting Queens fantasy update at 3 o'clock.
Yay.
At 4, we are joined in studio. Man, it is perfect. I am so glad he's coming back.
Me too.
Tony Perkins, our very good friend from Channel 5. He'll be here in studio just after 4.
Him.
And then David Alan Greer from Comedy Central's Chocolate News. I got a DVD of this that I'm going home to watch
funny
tonight.
Funny guy.
Chocolate News just after 5. David Alan Greer, I think, is one of the funniest
that's
people.
That's really the name of it, too,
that is
right?
Exactly
that's
what it is.
Amazing.
So David Alan Greer will be joining us. Should be a lot of fun tomorrow. And maybe, belatedly, we were going to have a lovely interview with Christopher Columbus, but that didn't work out. Well, hold on.
What?
I'm checking my...
is he here?
I'm checking my... Yeah. Oh, I guess apparently he is...
good.
He's outside, Rob. I'll go get the door and let him in.
Let's bring him in.
We'll bring him in.
Bring in Christopher Columbus, please.
Hold on. Chris, I didn't expect you. Give me 1 second.
All right.
What do you mean?
Hey, Buzz.
Speak into the sextant.
Okay.
Hey, where am I? I got lost.
You're in the future.
I be bouncing up and down out of the fine ocean. And a bingo, I got all this modern equipment hanging around. How come you don't use the microphones that I made for you that I carved out of wood? You bigger boys.
Welcome to the future.
Hey, it's my day.
Hey, it is your day.
How about a little, you got gratitude for me, huh? I make sure that we find this a country with your collapsing economy and
actually,
all that, huh?
We salute you, sir.
You actually only made it to the Indies. Yeah, the Indies. Hey, I got your Indies right here. Hey, you want to see that? Want to see my tribal council?
Hey, who are you?
Oh, so no. Sad.
Why are you sad?
I go so long without the sex.
Oh,
I'm so sad. I discover the planet, and then I get a no-sexer from a nobody. I go to the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
I go down and buy that place of Atlantis.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. And I say, hey, how about some chicks for me?
Right.
Chris, I wear the whole suit, you know, with the big floppy hat.
I love that hat.
I got a super big feather coming out of my floppy fur hat.
No.
I got the big puffy arms. I say, hey, little girl, you look about a 25, 26. Uh-huh. You want to have a make a sex with a Christopher Columbus? I keep on the suit. I keep on the suit while we do the boom boom,
they,
huh?
They love the feather.
Oh.
But you're sad.
So sad. How old are you? I don't think about that.
Yeah,
I think about it. The fact that I'm very excited to discover all these wonderful places, and now everybody have a good time.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm a Christopher Columbus.
And what did you do?
I discovered America.
How many boats you have?
I got a Nina.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You got a Yupinta.
Right.
You got a Santa Maria. I got three. Instead of doing that's three boats.
Three boats.
They
drive us
three
so
big,
fast.
Stinky boats.
Oh, smell bad.
Oh, three boats. Stinky city. They're filled with poop.
Oh.
Nobody think. They think. I say, why you go downstairs? You go up on top and then you throw the poop over the side.
Did you have a problem with scurvy?
Lots of what?
Scurvy.
Well, you don't talk dirty to me. I take my pen. I take my special little quill pen. I stab you right in the eye with that scurvy.
It's a disease your men got at sea from not getting enough fruit.
Oh, no. They got the disease. They got it.
You really could use some fruit.
No more fruit. I tell you, one time we leave.
Yes.
We leave from Spain.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we got a whole boat full of tangerines. They eat the tangerines the first 2 weeks.
Sure.
They eat these tangerines. I swear to God, I couldn't walk on that boat without a diarrhea.
So bad.
It was so nasty. Oh. I said, you next time, we don't take nothing on this boat to eat except the cheese. That's all we got to go.
Huh? Eggs.
Eggs and cheese and the binding elements.
Binding
now,
foods.
When you leave, are you going back to Italy or are you going back to Spain?
Where are you headed?
Going neither. No. Well, I ain't doing that. I'm going to take a nice circuitous route. I go down to Costa Rica.
Oh, that's nice.
They got a hookers down there. That's
yes,
what I do. Should be a lot of fun. Ciao.
So long, Chris.
Christopher Columbus. On his big day.
Yeah, it's a big day today. Happy
CC day.
Happy Columbus Day to each and every one of you. Let's get our final look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend.
Thank you, Mike. After a week of turning a blind eye to or perhaps even encouraging hatred among his supporters, John McCain did the right thing Friday and spoke out against it. That took some courage since the hatred at his campaign rallies continues to boil. A man at one rally shouted that Obama is a socialist. A woman shouted at another that Obama is an Arab. McCain got booed by many of his own people when he said that Obama is not an Arab.
Well, good for him. It was John McCain doing that shows class.
And, yes,
you know,
does.
Everybody says that's what he's always done, and I'm glad he did.
But it's sad to me that it's such a big deal that he comes out and says that he's not an Arab. I mean, it's sort of obvious, yes?
Well, you saw that old lady that was in the crowd that said that, and he corrected her, and that's what he should do.
I thought that was Mrs. McCain.
No, she's odd.
I know she... I meant the first Mrs. McCain.
Oh, the first Mrs.
Well, McCain went on to say that Obama is a decent family man and that voters should not fear him. McCain said he just thinks he can do a better job as president.
People are trying to stay in their homes, keep their jobs, and afford health care. Is what they want is for us to yell at each other?
No.
No.
They want us to sit down together, Republican and Democrat, and work together.
What was that? Was there some guy heckling him at that point?
Somebody still heckling. There's still anger in the crowd.
It was Kevin McCarthy.
And then he came around and heckled again because he thought he hadn't.
Thought he hit a guy.
Right.
McCain still trailing in the polls, also promises to, quote, whip his you-know-what.
Oh, Buzz, I have tape of that.
Oh, good.
And, you know, I think we really need someone a little more forceful in office than
he's
this.
He's talking about when he debates Obama one last time tomorrow.
Whip his you-know-what in this debate, we're going to be going out 24-7.
I want a president who says ass.
Senator, the word is ass.
I guess you don't say that when you're running for president.
You do what you say when you go, I'll tell you right now. You throw it away. You do it off mic like that. I just want to say that I'm going to whip his ass.
Bush 41. Like Bush 41 did it.
Yes,
well, remember
true.
When
that's
he said
true.
We kicked a little ass last night?
No. Bush 41 said, that is a great ass.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. That was Clinton.
He was referring to Madeleine Albright. That's right, it was Clinton.
That's great ass.
There's now an investigation into why 300 absentee ballots in the state of New York were printed listing the name Barack Osama. Here's the thing. The mistake was missed by 4 proofreaders, 2 Republicans, and 2 Democrats.
Bureaucrats.
Comedian Chris Rock says that on November 5th, officials will tell Obama, congratulations on getting the most votes. Too bad you didn't win. Based on the last couple of elections, it could happen. And now the federal government is going after local election officials who aren't playing right. A federal judge says Ohio's Secretary of State broke the law when she didn't give county officials the names of new voters whose registrations didn't match their government ID records. And the Justice Department has ordered the state of Georgia to stop illegally using social security numbers to verify the identities of registered voters.
Do either one of you feel just I don't want to say a sense of dread, but any sense of uneasiness? I get that feeling in the entire country right now, and it's not a good one. And because it makes me feel creepy about all this stuff that somebody's going to pull something hinky, whether it's with the election, you know, whether it's with the campaign. Just I feel that uneasiness. Do you feel any of that?
I do feel that, and I think the only way around it is a clear victory for one candidate or the other. If it's a clear victory with a wide margin, then, you know, they can go to court all day and not change anything.
One of the things Buzz has talked about, and the reason he voted early, is because, well, he's going to be here all day on election day. But the other reason is that he was talking about, right, well, thank you, Rob. Yeah. And
you know, you talked about the, it might be daunting to vote if you go out to these different polling places where the lines are around the block.
Mm-hmm. Massive.
Yeah. But I still think even if you, you know, the only message I'm going to have for people is just vote.
Yeah.
Please just vote. Get out there and vote. Please and vote. You know, and plan. Plan for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, really plan for the time. Don't make it an afterthought. You know, look at your schedule when you have the free time. You know, if you can't be somebody who's standing in a line at 7 o'clock in the morning because you have to get to work, plan on going after work and getting out there and doing it.
Bring a power bar with you.
That's Rob's key for everything. Bring a power bar and some radio management.
What have I always said, Mike?
What?
Is it justice or just us?
Exactly. And make sure if you're going to vote, get a ride home.
And vote for a power bar.
Speaking of justice, OJ wants a do-over. He's asking for a new trial on those armed robbery, assault, and kidnap charges. His lawyer says Simpson was, quote, absolutely railroaded. Simpson and co-defendant Clarence Stewart are facing life in prison when they get sentenced on December 5th. And OJ's lawyer says they'll fight this all the way to the Nevada Supreme Court. Especially since the National Enquirer says Simpson has been targeted by a white supremacist gang, the Aryan Warriors.
We did not.
On his arrival in prison.
You didn't do that, did you?
No, we didn't. I was at the meeting.
Just checking.
Wasn't even on the agenda.
You know, I've watched, all I base this on is watching Locked Up. And when they show these different facilities like San Quentin, where you've got such a separation between these factions that you know, you can protect a certain amount of people. But I guess in any circumstance, if they want to get you, they can get you.
I don't know. They had a pretty easy time of it in Stir Crazy.
And the Shawshank Redemption, you know. I mean, Timothy Robbins, whenever that guy wanted to, you know, do it, he'd do it. I almost said it.
I'm glad you did.
Now, whenever he wanted to, him.
Because of this threat against O.J. Simpson, Simpson would likely be kept in isolation, maybe for life. Simpson himself is said to be so depressed he's on suicide watch and has reportedly virtually stopped eating. And finally, the prostitutes who service the men of Wall Street say they haven't really felt the pinch from the recent downturn in the economy.
Love them. Hello, ladies.
Well, sure, they say the tips are smaller and the sessions are shorter, but they say business is still booming. A hooker named Dylan tells the New York Daily News, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We want to thank Ted Koppel. What an honor to talk to him. He was great on the show. Also, thanks again to Lindsay Zarniak and Rob's buddy, Dr. Aaron Perlett.
The medical doctor from
the American Mustache Institute. Tomorrow on the show, our fantasy update with the Fighting Queens.
Yeah.
Just after 4, we'll be joined by Tony Perkins in studio and David Alan Greer from the Comedy Central show Chocolate News just after 5. Mm. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. And our show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia. Turned exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. Right. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
roses are red, violets are blue. I won't be angry tomorrow, and neither will you. Thank you, everybody. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.